Miles, Rainier Beer present Jazz Today. This is Bill Coben, and we're going to be around here for the next 40 minutes, bringing you some of the finest in modern sounds. I suppose working out of Los Angeles is very much like living on Times Square. You stick around long enough, and you're going to meet somebody you know. And just yesterday, we ran into Milton Kadams, conductor of the Seattle Symphony, who is, during this month, residing in Malibu Beach, which is just outside of Los Angeles on the beach, a very exclusive portion, we might add. Milton says he's working very hard, writing, preparing this symphony's works for the coming year, and you can expect some mighty fine things. Unfortunately, he didn't have an opportunity to drop in this evening. He is very hard at work, concentrating on bringing you the finest in classical music. So to all his friends in Seattle, we wish we would like to say a very nice hello for Milton, who asked us to do the same. Our first selection tonight is from a new recording by the Dave Brubeck Quartet on the Columbia label. The LP is entitled Gone with the Wind, and it's not the first time Dave has recorded that tune, and we're not going to play it this evening. This is a new recording by Dave. It's called Georgia on My Mind, featuring the alto sax of Paul Desmond, the great Joe Morello on drums, Gene Wright on bass, and of course, Dave on piano. Georgia on My Mind. Thank you. Remember how dramatic the music of Dave Brubeck used to be? It's so uncomplicated now. So much more melodic. And this has come over the course of the past 7 or 8 years. It hasn't been a sudden thing at all. The Dave Brubeck Quartet, Georgia on My Mind, Dave, of course, on piano, Joe Morello on drums, Paul Desmond on alto sax, and Gene Wright on bass.
Reindeer, 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 here to life in reindeer, a wonderful beer. Here's to you, here's a brew, golden clear. Taste the life in this fine reindeer.
It's aged to perfection, brewed naturally too.
So light and so smooth, it brings pleasure to you. Reindeer, reindeer, reindeer.
Fill the glasses again, fill them up to the brim.
Full of light, full of cold.
I hope your refrigerator is stocked full with that fine Rainier brew, so cool and golden mellow. We've got a new big band on the scene now, their first recording out on the Liberty label. A fellow by the name of Cy Zentner and his orchestra, his big band. And I think you're going to like these sounds. They're a lot like the old Les Brown band, much like the new Les Brown band, a little more brassy. Let's listen to Cy Zentner and his orchestra doing The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi. Bands are coming back. Cy Zentner and his orchestra. And the reason they're coming back is because I guess the colleges throughout the country are inviting the big bands for their college hops, junior and senior hops. And it makes throws a lot of weight in the field of music because they can travel around and do over a 4-week span, maybe 20 dates and collect a few $1,000s at each date and keep the big band going. Some good music in the big band field. Cy Zentner and his orchestra. Something new, something old. Mr. Miller, take a bit from you. This time it's the Johnny Smith Quintet from his Moonlight in Vermont album. This was originally released, I guess, on 78, back about 1947. It was transposed onto a 10-inch LP and then again re-released on the Roost label. On a 12-inch LP, features the various groups, all headed by Johnny Smith. Stan Getz is featured on some, Zoot Sims on others, and Paul Quinichet on the rest. And this is a group that plays really good-sounding things. Let's play the title tune from the LP, the Johnny Smith Quintet, featuring Stan Getz on tenor, Don LeMond on drums, Eddie Safransky on bass, Sanford Gold on piano, and of course Johnny on guitar. Moonlight in Vermont. Thank you. Some music can live forever, and that's the type. No particular style or school, just excellent jazz. Melodic, soft, wonderful to listen to. That was Johnny Smith, featuring the tenor saxophone of Stan Getz, Moonlight in Vermont. You know, some things naturally improve with aging, and beer is one of them. That's why we make such a point of Rainier's natural aging. It means there are no shortcuts or speed-ups, just the slow, traditional way of brewing fine beer, letting it gently mellow its own unhurried way. That's one reason Rainier tastes so smooth. Try it. You'll like the taste of Rainier. It's brought to life naturally. Here's another oldie, not quite so old, about 2 years, Louis Belson at the Flamingo. And if you can't find Louis at the Flamingo, you can always find his wife there, Pearlie May, Pearl Bailey. On this occasion, featured with Louis was Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Charlie Truck Parham on bass, and Don Abney on piano, Louis, of course, on drums. Tonight we're going to listen to a medley, including Love Is Here to Stay, Flamingo, and Makin' Whoopee, Louis Belson.
Thank you.
Harry Sweets Edison. What a trumpeter. Very much like Roy Eldridge and the mainstream school of trumpet playing. I always thought he should have been with the Duke Ellington band. He's got that kind of style. Of course, Harry was featured for so many years with Count Basie. We turn now to one of the least appreciated of all the gal singers who have real quality, Marianne McCall. Marianne sang for several years with Les Brown, freelanced for quite a while. We have an album on the Verve label, An Evening with Marianne McCall and Charlie Ventura. And you're going to listen to some excellent singing by an excellent songstress. Marianne McCall and Charlie Ventura with We'll Be Together Again.
Don't let the blues make you bad someday, some way. We'll both have a lifetime before us. So, darling, before we part, we'll be together again.
I guess I was wrong about Mary Ann McCall being with Les Brown. Incidentally, that was Mary Ann McCall and Charlie Ventura. We'll be together again. Mary Ann started out her career in 1938 with Tommy Dorsey. Then, 39 through 41, she sang with Woody Herman. Then Charlie Barnett through 1943. She was kind of inactive after that until about 1946 when she joined the Woody Herman band once again. And left him, worked as a single till 1954 when she joined Charlie Ventura. So we've got her career straight. Okay, let's go back now to the music of Dave Brubeck and his quartet on their new Columbia recording, Gone with the Wind, featuring Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Joe Morello on drums, and Gene Wright on bass. Here's an old favorite, Basin Street Blues. Thank you.
reindeer, reindeer, reindeer. Taste the life in reindeer, a wonderful beer. Mile or two, here's a brew, golden clear. Fill the glasses again, fill them up to the brim with that naturally brewed reindeer.
Yeah, we just had Dave Brubeck, Paul Desmond and Company, Basin Street Blues. We've got time for just part of the next tune. We'll get as much in as possible. This is the Johnny Smith Quintet once again, featuring Stanley Getz, Mr. Tenor Saxophone, Don Lemon on drums, Eddie Safransky on bass, Sanford Gold on piano. Stars Fell in Alabama. About it for tonight. Your host has been Bill Coben. The show, of course, Jazz Today. We'll be around again Thursday night at the same time with some more fine modern sounds. Be sure to tune in, won't you?